نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. هذا بفضل الله تبارك وتعالى and with his احسان. We have been blessed with this month of Ramadan. We know that every businessman at the end of the day he checks whether there were losses or whether there was profit. And we get many of them at the end of the day discussing, today we had a wonderful day. Especially in these days of season or in the Christmas time when people are busy. So they discuss, how was the day, how was business? So somebody will say it was an excellent day, very busy. Somebody will say it wasn't so good. But generally people at the end of the day they check whether they have really benefited or they have made a loss. Because it could be that a person made a lot of business for the day, but Allah forbid and Allah protect, that at the end of the day, when the person was taking the money home, then he was hijacked. And all the money that he made for the day was stolen. Now this person, he was very, very happy during the day, but at the end of the day, he ends up with sadness, with sorrow, with grief. So in our material wealth and possession, if we suffer a loss at the end of the day, then it hurts us, it grieves us. It is a pain on our heart. We feel that we made a sacrifice for the whole day, or we work so hard and at the end when we're supposed to be benefiting from that which we had earned, unfortunately everything is gone. How many of them have even had heart attacks or they've committed suicide because of the tremendous loss that they suffered? So many have even committed suicide because the person had banked all his hopes on that money or that wealth which he had gained. But when it was stolen, now the person couldn't take the pressure because there were going to be creditors who will now be demanding. And this person then takes his life. Or he ends up with other kinds of problems like depression, etc. So this is exactly what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has warned us in the hadith with regards to the month of Ramadan. The hadith sharif which we have heard many, many times in all months of Ramadan, and also even in this month you may have already heard the hadith sharif many times, and that is رُبَّ صَاعِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صُيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعِ وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا السَّحَرِ. Many a fasting person, they get nothing from their fast except hunger and thirst. That's all they get. They get hunger because they stayed away from food and drink, or they get thirsty, or they stay awake at night and they get nothing but loss of sleep because they have not observed and fulfilled the rites of fasting. As I mentioned in the Jummah Bayan also, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, if you have to look at that hadith sharif, quite a few things have been mentioned there, but some of it is that if the person has to make ghibat, then his fast is nullified, it's broken, it has ended. If the person has to cast lustful glances, his fast has ended, he has broken his fast, he has made iftar of his fast. If the person speaks a lie, then his fast is broken. If the person takes a false oath, his fast is broken. There are many things like that the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in other ahadith also. So if Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam told those people, or told that person that came to him, that I smell the flesh of your, I get the smell of flesh from your mouth, because the person had made a ghibat. And making ghibat is the eating of the flesh of a dead brother. So Rasulullah ﷺ's nostrils could smell that flesh also. We cannot, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with such sight that he could see even what was happening behind him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given different kinds of faculties. So it shows that definitely it breaks the fast. But if you ask a fatwa, as I explained, that if you ask a fatwa to any mufti sahab, then that mufti will give us a fatwa that no, your fast did not break by making ghibat, your fast did not break by speaking a lie. It is sin, but he'll say your fast did not break. In the same way, if you cast a lustful glance, then your fast did not break, meaning that you don't have to keep qaza. So that is the fatwa, that is the ihsan of the jurists upon the ummat, that they studied the hadiths and they understood the meaning and purport. And they said that the meaning of this hadith sharif is that the person was as if he had not kept a fast. From the fatwa point of view, we will say that he doesn't have to keep a qaza. But in reality, he is like that person who hasn't observed that fast. He hasn't kept that fast, or like the person who broke that fast. So we must believe that that is our condition. That if we have to also take a stock at the end of the day, or take a check of our lives, just as a businessman, so we will say that we did fast. We stayed away from food, we stayed away from drink, from carnal desires, fulfillment of that with one's wife. We stayed away from that. But all these other things which break the fast, how much of it did we stay away from? And if we did not, then it is just like that person who got hijacked. At the end of the day, there was hijack, and everything was gone. But do we suffer that same kind of pain at the loss of our sawab, and at the loss of the rewards of that fast, and at the loss of the noor of that fast, as we suffer if we have to lose the wealth at the end of the day? If we don't get that kind of pain, then it means that we haven't appreciated this Mubarak month. So just one day is gone, we still have many days to go, if Allah Ta'ala gives us life, that is. But we have no guarantee that we will see through the rest of the month. So what we should really do is that we should keep taking this stock at the end of the day, that how much did I gain, how much of noor came into my heart, how much of closeness did I get to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala after observing this fast, how much of khawf of Allah Ta'ala came when I was away, staying away from food and drink because of this conscious awareness that my Allah is watching me. In the privacy of my home also Allah Ta'ala is seen. If there's nobody in the home and it was a very hot day, then to the person will not drink and eat, because the person knows that my Allah is watching. So we have to check that how much of this came into our lives. If we are going to keep on checking like that and making plenty of tawbah and istighfar for our shortcoming and weakness, then inshallah I assure you that at the end of the month there will be a total difference in our lives. There will be a total difference. And the most important thing is try and stay away from anything that is haram. Because we are staying away from food which is halal, we are not eating and drinking. We are not eating the food and not drinking anything that is halal. Then earning haram, how can we expect Allah Ta'ala's rahmat to come? If we are fasting and we are making iftar then with haram. There is one masla which is a very difficult thing to tell the public, because our understanding is very limited these days. And then we may go on to another extreme altogether. But because of our weakness, sometimes we have to mention certain masail which the jurists have mentioned in the books. But as I say, that we must understand it in its proper context and do not abuse the mas'ala. The mas'ala is really this, that if a person has got doubts because there's some halal earning, some haram earning, the person knows very well that certain part of his earning is haram, then what he should be really doing is getting rid of that haram. And if it is somebody else's right that he has snatched, or somebody else's property, then he must return that. If it was interest that was taken, he must return that. Now all that is in its place, that the person must do those things. But just say for argument's sake, the person is weak like us and is in the month of Ramadan. And now he is not getting that noor of ibadat, of zikr, of tilawat and of the fast because of his haram, which is mixed with his halal. So then they have said that at such a time it is better for this person that in the month of Ramadan at least he borrows money from somebody which is halal. So he borrows money, so that will be halal for him. Now with that borrowed money, he buys his bread, his milk, his sugar, his potatoes and onions, and his meat and fish, so that at least the family, the food that they will eat will be halal. And then this money, which is a mixture now of halal haram, then with that he pays off his debts. But again I repeat that this is not some kind of machine that you buy, you take haram and put it through a mincing machine and on the other side it comes out halal. It's not such a, you must understand it properly, that the person has got a doubt because he knows that he's working in such a place where there is halal haram, or the person's earnings, there's a mixture of halal haram. So now such a time, to get that noor of that ibadat, of that zikr, of that tilawat and of that fast, which at present is not coming into our hearts because of this blockage, so then borrow some money. And then we must not go on to another extreme, that we borrow the money and don't pay that person also. We borrow in Ramadan so that we feed our children halal, and afterwards we tell that person, when he is asking for payment of the loan, then we say, now you sing for another couple months now. Say, ontre ont teri konsi kal sidi. Oh camel, which part of your body is straight? That's our condition. Nevertheless, it's a month in which Allah Ta'ala has opened the doors of forgiveness, His rahmat, His mercy. And any person with a little bit of iman can sense it, how much of rahmat is descending. So make the best of the remaining days of this Mubarak month. Fulfill the rights of people, return that which is due to people. Make plenty of tawbah and istighfar. And spend as much time in the masjid or away from the environment of sin. And if a person is feeling tired, or even if he is not feeling tired, but if he thinks that he's remaining longer in the bazaar or in the marketplace or in some other environment will lead him to sin, then it is better for that person to sleep. It is better for him to sleep. Even if he has to sleep the whole day in Ramadan, he will be deprived of reading Quran Sharif, he will be deprived of the sawab of zikr and tilawat, etc. But it will be better for him to sleep than to remain in such gatherings where there is ghibat going on, where there is gossiping, where there is all kinds of dirty talk or useless and futile activities taking place. At least he is sleeping, so he will be away from those sins. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq to keep the fast as it should be kept, because then we will definitely get that noor in our hearts, that closeness to Allah Ta'ala. We will get that ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. We will get that yaqeen. We will get that enjoyment for which there are no words in the dictionary. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, when the beautiful fragrance of the ma'rifat and the closeness of Allah Ta'ala comes, then I don't find words in the dictionary to describe that enjoyment that I get. And Allah Ta'ala is not our enemy. Allah Ta'ala hasn't got any kind of hatred for us that He will not give it to us. Allah Ta'ala wants to give it to each and every one in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But again, those first steps we have to take. May Allah Ta'ala make the rest of Ramadan easy for us, just as He made the first days so easy. May Allah Ta'ala make the rest of Ramadan also easy, and bless us with the full barakat and anwarat and rahmat of this Mubarak month. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.